Welcome to Second Take.
This is season 4, episode 2. Should be probably like episode 4 by now.
We should have done a pre-March Madness and a one after the first two rounds, but that's okay. We're good.
We're good.
All right. We need suggestions from y'all.
Top 5.
Our top 5 ideas are lacking.
And we're running out.
Yep.
So this is going to go on the Instagram. Just please comment something.
Yeah.
Like if you have a good idea. And please, if you, especially if you've like listened, we know we probably have a few people that listen, not most of you guys.
Yeah.
But like who have seen what we've already done so we don't get repeats.
Yeah.
But all suggestions will be taken seriously.
Do we want to tell them about our plan to finish the year?
Okay. Yeah. So at some point in this year, at the end of the school year, we will be like at Trinity, like after school or whatever. We'll let y'all know in advance, but we know that some of y'all wanted to be on the show, and we just kind of like don't know where we
can put you. But we'll give you a little like your own
segment
like of fame, your little 2 minutes of fame. If you're good enough,
we'll keep you on for a little longer.
And if you're bad, we'll hit a big old button that'll, and you gotta go. You gotta get out.
Next person.
Yeah. Okay.
So like we'll find a day, and everyone just, if you want to be on, just show up and we'll do it. Oh, Mr. Wolf's room is probably a good spot to do it.
Yeah. We'll talk to Mr. Wolf.
All right. So we'll start off with last night.
Nerf war. It was pretty crazy. There was some cheating going on.
Oh, heavy.
You didn't cheat?
No, I'd never cheat. I would never cheat. If I got shot, I went out.
Yeah, like, 100%. But the other side, it felt like They were getting shot a lot.
I literally watched you assassinate McCain. The spawn. McCain runs right through all the cardboard boxes into the other side, and Levi just stands over him and shoots him.
Yeah.
Point blank, and he says he didn't get out.
Yeah, that's diabolical. I mean, you can't tolerate that anymore.
Nope. It's terrible. I mean, you literally can't. I can't do anything.
I mean, there was the one game, the first time we did the basketball one, nobody on the other team went out. We had like 5-10 people go out on our side. It's okay. I mean,
can't lie, I shot the person shooting the ball on the first time that they shot the ball. And
was it Mikey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Shot him straight in the hand, watched it, and he's just like, I didn't get hit. I was like,
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it didn't help that our team didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that they were clueless. That's Luke's fault, though. He should have picked the people with the guns.
Yeah, I know. He chose me, and I have a Fortnite AR that jams every 2 seconds and a pistol.
I just walked around with the pistol the whole time.
Of course, the first two picks from McCain were the dudes that had the rival guns that were just launching them automatically at us. Like, I can't do anything.
And Luke could have got those people.
I know he could have, because McCain had first pick.
We did Snake for some reason.
He picked Mikey first.
Yeah, and then we could have got Gavin and Toff.
I mean, we probably would have been chosen on McCain's team at that point.
Yeah, no, probably.
Why he chose probably the
most bum team you could. I don't know. It seemed like there was a little bit of bias there too.
But no, it's literally Cowboys level. Like,
yeah. They don't sign anybody good. They just keep their own players around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Luke's.
All right. What? What are you trying to say there?
Just had to, like, you know, pick his girlfriend.
Yeah, and her brother.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't. Her brother was chill.
He was pretty good. Except when he, like, was begging to, like, shoot the ball a bunch of times. Like, just like, can I shoot?
No, yeah, that's fair. And Luke was trying to shoot too. He was trying to he wanted to shoot. I don't know. That's how many threes did Kenna make this year?
Oh, dude, she's all state or whatever.
It was like 50 something threes. It was something absurd. All right.
It has to be more than that.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. And then.
Okay, so last game of the night. Okay. They all sit us down. They're like, okay, what do you want to do? And we said, hide in the entire school with Mr. Edwards and Mr. Aubrey, have to run and come find us. And, like, if they shoot you, you're out. Like, last mm-hmm. people standing. So, I mean.
Me, Ben.
Mikey.
Mikey, Toph, and Luke.
So, me and Toph. Okay, yeah. I'll just go a little bit. So, that's okay. The five. Me and Toph know the building. We went to middle school there.
Yep.
So, we're like. And the doors are locked. The fire doors are locked. So, you can't go down the wings. So, it's pretty much the commons area. People went outside, which you weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's go check the choir room. Choir room's unlocked. There's a bathroom in the choir room. You can lock that door. So we go in there. No one's in there. We get it open, and we figure out how to lock it. So we lock from the inside.
Yeah.
We win. They can't get in.
No, there's no way for them to get in.
So we're sitting there for probably what?
Quite a while.
I mean, like 30 minutes. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. We were in and out. We were checking to see if they were like coming in, and we'd sprint back in, lock the door. They mess with the door multiple times, try to get in. So it's been like 30 minutes. We're hot. It's like.
It was getting a little toasty in there. And Luke ripped gas. That was bad.
And then, so it's been like 30 minutes. We're like, okay, this has got to be over. Like,
yeah.
So we hear McCain on the other side of the door.
Yeah, he goes, we're cleaning up something.
It's over.
It's over. And we stay there. We didn't get out right away.
We sat there for probably 2-3 minutes just mm-hmm. like.
And then he
was talking to us. He's like, come on, like, guys, like, I'm not lying to you. I'd never lie.
Yeah. And then he left. But then he came back and was saying the same stuff. And he's like, no, actually, like, we're done or whatever. Because we didn't even realize it was McCain at first. I didn't realize it was McCain.
I didn't either.
I thought it was like Shepard or something being a dummy. Then what? Then we're in there.
So we're in there. Who opened the door is the question.
You? It's probably Mikey. I don't know. He was messing with it the whole time. But I don't know. It might have been me.
I don't know who opened the door, but I think it more than likely was probably Mikey.
But if it wasn't, that's
but
okay.
Like, but he made the smart play, though. He
like ran.
He ran through, and they didn't shoot him because they were focused on shooting. Okay. Let's draw back to the actual story here. So the door gets opened, and it's Jake and Nate sitting there.
Yeah, and they're just trying to, and we're just trying.
They're ambushed us.
Yeah, we're stuck in the bathroom.
And
we're
all grabbing the door. Then McCain helps them grab the door and rip it open.
Yep.
But then I end up getting it back shut with Luke and Toph still in there.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, because I was out of there.
Did you slam the door closed?
I slammed it shut, like while I was inside, and then they just pulled it. Like, I thought we got it locked, but they just pulled it right open. And so I was like, there's nothing I could have done. I just walked out. They shot me like once. I was like, okay, whatever.
So I took a little flesh wound right to the shoulder.
Did
but, you?
Know,
I'm alive.
Yeah. Shot me right in the heart. I was done. Dunzo. But
we play realistically.
But then, so we're like, McCain's a bum. He snitched on us. He got us out of there.
You're a little traitor.
Yeah. So we go out. We're leaving.
So it actually ends. So
yeah, we're actually
me,
done.
Toph, and Luke sit in there for probably another, 10 minutes?
Yeah. It wasn't that long. But yeah, we were trying to get y'all out. And y'all.
We did not trust until we got a little FaceTime call.
Yeah, and I showed the whole room.
So we open the door. It's chill. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you? I didn't figure this out. You were the one that. Figured it out.
Figured what out? Oh, that McCain? Well, no, we'll talk about that, but we got to talk about what we did, McCain.
Okay, so yeah, we realized Bo's a snitch.
Yeah. So we went out to his car.
So if you remember the KU K-State, we had the KU fans talking smack. And we pranked them. You see that on the Instagram with the window markers.
Mm-hmm. So we still had the window markers.
Yep.
So we got McCain. Wrote snitch.
Probably talking.
Bum. Whatever.
L-mans.
I mean, just all factual things that he is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that to your guys. I mean, you literally, like, you lied. Like, it's not just it wasn't just like, hey, man, open the door.
Yeah.
It was, they're done. I promise you. Why would I lie to you?
Yeah, yeah. It was.
That's some snake activity. Yeah, Kevin absurd. Durant.
If you were in prison, you'd be dead.
Yep, they'd take the little like plastic shanks and just dead.
Yeah. Anyways, but and so we go, we do that to his car, and then we see him coming out, and we we make a run for it. Bing hops in my car. I take him to his car, and then I just zoom off. And then so McCain calls me, and he says, $20 is $20. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Then he tells me that Jake and Nate paid him $20 to get us out of the bathroom.
Ridiculous.
First off, that's absurd. Paying somebody $20.
For a Nerf war. Are you serious? For a
Nerf war that means nothing. And this is going to start something. Just watch out, McCain. That's all I got to say.
Watch out for your family.
For your wife, your kids, whatever.
Chet,
you need to watch out.
Kenna.
Watch out. Yeah, that's basically it.
So, yeah, we'll roll into the segment. This is going to cut to a segment from Fake Patties with Mikey.
Which should have been a whole episode.
Oh, we should have talked about the Mikey part where Mikey escaped, never got shot.
Oh, yeah, Mikey sneaks out.
So they open the door, and Mikey they're focused just on just blasting all of us like in the inside the bathroom, and Mikey just sprints out, never gets hit either.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he survived.
He did.
Yeah, he's also on the Fake Patties episode.
Yes, and we're going to roll into that right now.
Welcome to Second Take.
Yeah, we're here live at Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
About to watch the K-State Iowa State game.
We got Mikey here with us.
Hello, y'all.
We have a live audience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Live audience.
Live audience. It's a nice day.
Excited to be here.
Beautiful.
We got a baseball game after this, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, excited.
It's Fake Patty's Day.
See how the Cats do. Either going to be
it's either BCA gonna be or we somehow pull it off.
Close game, yeah.
I think we'll pull it off. I think we pull the sweep in Farmageddon.
After the last, like...
Beat him at what? Beat him by 20 at in Iowa State? Yeah. I don't know.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling great.
Got a big day ahead of us, you know? Excited.
We didn't really plan for this, but it's okay.
No.
We just knew we were going to do it.
All right.
Top
five?
Top five.
Audience, do you have a top five question for us?
Top five.
That, no.
No.
Top five fast.
Top five food, lint top fast.
Five. Yeah, top five lint fast. That's a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
All right.
I've heard a lot.
I'll go number one here.
Okay.
For current times, number one. Social media.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Are we just going to go and go through our order?
Do you want
just
want to
do one big top five?
Yeah, we could just
yeah,
do
one together. Big top five.
So we don't have to go through
uh-huh.
each of us.
Yep.
That works. All right.
Number two. I feel like another audience. for me, eating out is for sure tough. That's what I was going to do, but it's like, shout out Allie. So tough.
Yeah,
I eat out every day after school.
It's rough. So I agree with
that's
that one.
A valid one.
I mean, yeah. That could be interchangeable with one.
Yeah, that's tough.
What's another thing people do?
A girl in my class. Nope. Oh yeah, that's tough. No hot showers.
That's like a hygiene
no hot
thing.
Show.
Like that's like
hot shower. A girl in my class is doing no bed. She's sleeping on the floor with
that
a blanket
be
and a pillow. All of Lent, no bed, no couch, no nothing. Just floor.
I think we can put that at three.
I don't know. It's valid. She's got
we
carpet.
We can put that at three. That's a crazy one.
What?
Yeah. She's locked in.
They're just like that's just like a hygienic punishment. Like
no high
back pain.
Cold pain. Shower.
Yeah. I think cold showers is good for you though.
But like what does that have to do with Lent? honestly, I feel like the whole point of Lent is like and people don't get this, is like it's not just to give something up. But, like, just to take something on as well, like, with it.
True.
And to, like, grow, you know.
Because, like, I feel like 100%, like, if you're doing cold showers for 40 days, you're going right back to a warm shower.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, bro.
It's like,
Like, what's four?
Four.
Sweets.
Yeah, no sweets is definitely a good one. That's one a lot of people do.
What are y'all doing? What are you doing, Ben?
Dude, I don't know.
Ben doesn't even know his
I know what I'm
promise.
Doing. I'm not. I'm
hey,
not
I'm doing the
already,
no Instagram for the weekend.
We're already into Lent.
Just
Saturday guaranteed. But like, I'm just saying,
up.
Like,
I'm giving
I'm
up
trying
all
something.
Like scrolling, like
doom
TikTok,
scrolling.
Cap
reels.
I
haven't done it last. I don't know how many days has it been since Wednesday. Three.
Yep.
Yeah, that's I find myself opening TikTok, but like the second I start doing it, I just get off of it. And it's slowed down. Cool. Like I'm not doing as much as
there's
I was.
There's some kids at my school that changed their whole phone to black and white because it's less of a dopamine hit, so they're not as addicted to their phone.
That's a good idea.
So they don't see color for a while.
What is Phi?
I don't know.
The bed thing's got to make some
food. We did. We put that at 3, right?
That thing was 3.
Okay, what was the other one that was
the
crazy?
Shower?
The shower.
I don't think that can be on the list. No. It's not a good. Odd. That's just odd. It's nothing to do with Lint. Like, I don't know how you can.
That's just like suffer. That's just like.
Yeah, it's just making yourself suffer.
Suffer,
for
bro. How is that like? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of other people's Lenten promises. No social media. That was one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just.
Yeah, we don't. No makeup.
Yeah.
Didn't that's not.
Oh, fasting.
Oh, like literally a 40-day fast.
That
some people
crazy.
Do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like people actually do that. That one is crazy.
That's got to be.
Or like even just like, I don't know.
Just like a week. Like that's crazy. Like I know like Catholics, they have like the no meat Friday.
Mm-hmm. And Ash Wednesday, we couldn't. That was tough.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. No fasting. Lent.
Yeah.
We need one more.
That was five.
Oh, that was 5.
Okay. Fasting.
Because it was social media.
No eating out.
No eating out.
The bed thing.
Bed.
Nope.
Shower. Or do
no,
we even
no,
count shower?
Shower does not count.
Okay, so that's 4, right?
What was the
what was 4?
We
had 4.
I thought it was showering, and then we were like, nah.
Sweets.
Sweets.
You're right.
And then just fasting. I think we put fasting above sweets. Let's move fasting to... I think we could move fasting to 3.
Fasting could go 1.
It could easily go 1.
Fasting 3. Fasting bed 4.
No.
Sweets 5.
I feel like fasting's got to be 1.
Fasting for all 40 days is insane.
That's got to be 1. Let's put fasting at 1.
Okay.
Fasting 1.
And then what?
Sweets at 5. That's the easiest.
Sweets at 5. That's the easiest one. Social media 2.
Bed.
Bed 3.
No, eating out 3.
These are like...
Not eating out.
No bed, bro. I could do that. Sleep on my floor?
Yeah, I say we
just
go
be crazy
bed 4.
Okay.
Whatever, something 5. Yeah, somebody probably fell
Sweets
off a
5.
Roof, drunk. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good top 5.
All right.
Do you want to get into this game that we're going to watch?
Little prediction. Coleman Hawkins is back.
Okay.
So that's good off that bone bruise.
I hope Housen has a good game.
He needs to have a good game.
I love seeing him play. Sniper.
Gasson, that's my guy.
Glaze. A little bit of glaze. It's okay.
Leading the team in points, but you know. Oh, shoot the flag.
That's okay. did the tape just not on it?
There we go.
I think we pull it off.
I think we do.
I think we got it.
I feel good. Last 2 weeks have been good for us. Or last 2 games have been good for us.
Yeah,
we're here. Loudest
Cincy
fans in the building.
Yeah.
Who were the last 2 games? Cincinnati. At Cincinnati.
Yep. Pulled that one off.
With Hawkins back, that was huge. Mm-hmm. Who was before that?
We were on a little slump.
We were. BYU game was rough.
Yep.
That was our That was our first loss
after
that.
Uh-huh. That was bad.
That
win
big
streak.
Win streak.
I don't even. Those dang Mormons.
Yeah, they always screw our season up. They screwed our season up in football.
I don't know.
They cursed the rims with
maybe
Joseph Smith.
Was atrocious.
Maybe Joseph Smith's wheels was correct.
Look
definitely
out.
Not.
K-State making the tourney. They got to win out.
Win the conference tournament. Or even, like, if they beat, like, let's just say, theoretically, they play Houston or something on the way and lose in the championship. Like, they take out, like, 2 big teams in the conference tournament. There's a shot.
There is.
But
I just feel like they're higher up than people
have. They got to win the conference tournament.
They have to.
We beat a lot of ranked teams.
It's doable. Everybody in the Big 12 is good. Mm-hmm. But
we have a lot of Power 4 or Quad 1 wins.
Let's talk about
we
KU.
Have a lot of stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, KU's stinking it
atrocious.
Up.
Mr. Beckler. How's KU?
Ball don't
doing?
Lie.
Atrocious.
It's now that y'all
they haven't been in the top 25 for a while. Or
now that
week
everyone
or so
can
now.
Pay players, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little rough.
Yep.
Man.
It's like
I love to see it.
The sun is just came out of nowhere.
Oh, we got the game William and Mary at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Bat Cats are hot.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at it at all.
Beat Arkansas.
They own Arkansas.
Yeah.
Almost beat LSU. I was listening in on that game. Yep. I'm still pressed about that. That would have been huge.
Yeah.
Did the girls play yesterday? Basketball?
No, they lost.
They win or lose?
The girls lost.
Who'd they play?
They beat UCF and lost to West Virginia. J.J. Quinterly. She's a problem at West Virginia.
I think.
Well, yeah. Well, Mikey probably will be a regular next year, to be honest.
Why are y'all hating, bro?
Yeah, like this is.
Yeah, you all
disrespectful.
Just said,
we'll get you on an actual pod.
Emmy's
like
not hating,
times.
But you two are hating. You said no.
No, like next year, like.
Like we'll be here.
We'll all be up here.
We might get you on episode before.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
A full
but
episode.
Like, he might be a regular when we're all in Manhattan.
Manhattan, come on.
Yeah, it'll be fire.
It'll be good. Got a lot of second take coming up.
I'm not being nonchalant. You guys are hating over there.
Yeah,
so
yeah it's disrespectful.
Emmy's not hating. Reagan and Allie are hating.
Still kind of crazy. I paid for Levi's ticket and I don't even get shotgun.
Hey, that's not my fault. I was fighting for you.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
$90
for tickets is absurd.
$90 for a K-State basketball game.
What was yours, Mikey? 32. Ours 40. Was 40.
90 is crazy.
So y'all got snubbed. And yeah. Didn't y'all buy the tickets when
Shout
we were
out StubHub.
Down? Like we had like
vivid seats.
Yes, sir.
Y'all just
did you
hated
pay 90 bucks too?
They're always hating.
Always hating, and they never want to take the.
It's absurd.
Never want to take the heat. Talk about what?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about on an episode, Allie? No one knows what you're saying right now because they just cannot hear you.
They said they want a girl episode.
Like, that's what we're talking about. We went into the office one time and a bunch of people were like,
Let us on.
You gotta, like,
Chandler
you gotta bring
and Allie
something.
Wanted an SEC special.
You gotta bring something.
Serena Sundell was robbed of a player of the year. It was just Haley Van Lith because she's an Olympian, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's not as good as Serena Sundell. All right. when you have an abuser as your center at TCU, so. Yeah, this might be it, guys. They are like.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
All right. This is probably it.
I'm not being sassy. I'm just
this is a wrap.
It's a wrap on a pawn.
Game starts in an hour.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Hey. Hello.
What's up?
Game starts in an hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel good.
I'm ready to go.
Is anybody?
Let's go.
Alrighty.
All right.
It's a wrap.
Score predictions.
Give me.
Before we head
give me
out.
K-State by 6.
Okay. That's good.
K-State by 10.
K-State by 5. Wow. All right. All right, we're back.
We are back. March Madness time.
Okay. Crazy. We're a little behind because we missed the first two rounds filming a pod for them. So we'll go through some games from each round.
Yeah. So we have one game from each that we want to highlight. If you want to add another game in, feel free.
Yeah.
But I'd like to start with McNeese Clemson 12, the 5-12 game, always known for an upset. McNeese, I feel like, came in as the favorite with McAura Khan, the manager.
Uh-huh.
Just knows every single lyric to some insane rap, some drill, and he's got this huge boom box.
Yep.
Yeah, they just killed Clemson, let's just be honest. Barely, the scoreboard barely showed it.
Yeah, 69-67.
They were up 20 on them at one point.
Yeah, I mean, even like going into the half, McNeese was up 31-13. And, I mean, Clemson almost came back and won, mm-hmm. but they couldn't pull it off. I mean.
Yeah, people are over-hating on Mr. Khan. People are tired of him. And I was like, how could you get tired of this? This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude was just rapping with a boombox. It just reminded me of DJ Burns in NC State would always walk out with that boombox last year.
Yeah, DJ Burns.
Goated.
I wish we had like something like that in this. We don't have that team in this this final in this bracket this year.
It could have been Arkansas. We'll get to that one. All right.
Yeah.
Round of 32, we have the Maryland Colorado State game. Colorado State is the 12 seed that escaped their game against Memphis. And they're playing number 4 Maryland, led by freshman Derek Queen. And a senior out of Colorado State hits a clutch three with probably six seconds left. And so Maryland inbounds, gets to half court, about 3.6 seconds left.
Yeah. I mean, the whole ending, it was like a – I mean, Maryland had been lost to buzzer beater after buzzer beater all season long. I mean, it's probably
like 4 straight or something like
that.
Yeah,
it was absurd. And then they finish off this game with a buzzer beater, which they had been losing to, and win the game by 1 point.
So, yeah, the coach said – he called the timeout, and he goes, "Who wants the ball?" Derek Queen goes, "Give me the dang ball." And – catches the ball up top and just drives in and hits a little fadeaway bank. He just drives in and kind of just fades away and hits this nice shot for the win.
Yeah, I mean, it was absurd. I mean, they couldn't do anything. Stop it.
he's so good.
That shot, realistically, that shot should not happen. No. Like, that should not, like, you should not make that shot.
When I saw it go off the glass, I was like, oh, no.
I mean, it went in. I mean, it was a
I'm not complaining. Good play. I needed that for my bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he just catches it at the top of the key, and just they just let him drive in like that. Yeah, I mean,
you can't let a guy like that do that to you, personally. I mean, that's just simple fact, but yeah.
All right, Sweet 16. Texas Tech versus Arkansas. Now, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to be pretty angry about this one, all right? I am neither a Texas Tech fan nor an Arkansas fan.
How do we blow a 16-point lead?
A 13-point lead with, what, 4 minutes left? Was that the right?
It was something absurd. Arkansas should have won. I mean, they went into overtime. Yeah, I mean,
Darian Williams is just him. Let's just be honest. Kind of sad that they exited the tournament last night, but that was good for me. What is this stupid thing? Swamp puppy. Go Gators.
What does that have to do with this game?
Florida beat them.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that. Yep. But I mean, you just can't blow these leads. I mean, Arkansas basically had the game in the bag.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, it was just absurd. Play some good defense and have some good offensive possessions and the game's just over.
And drain the clock. I mean, and you just can't let them outscore you like they did. I mean, it's in the second half. I'm trying to find what the what the biggest gap was in between their scores.
It was 16.
Was it?
I can 100% guarantee.
Like right there.
Yeah.
Arkansas was up 61-47 at one point.
That would be 14, so it's probably not.
But it's somewhere in there. Like, they were up for a long time. But then with, like, how much time left on the clock? With, like, 4 minutes left, they're up 10. And then the momentum just completely shifts, and they end up going into overtime. Trying to get that. And it's 72-72 with 9 seconds left.
And apparently they drew up the worst play.
No, yeah, it was awful. Did you watch it at all?
I'm genuinely being honest.
The Tech dude
thought the game was in the bag, so I went to sleep.
The Tech dude, he's the inbounder. They forgot about the inbounder. So the dude throws the ball in. I don't know if that was at the end or if that was... I don't know if that was to finish the game or what.
I feel like you're thinking about a different game.
Am I?
Are you thinking about the Arkansas possession, like where Arkansas scores or Tech scores?
It's where Tech scores.
No, I think you're thinking about the Purdue someone else.
No, when, I swear it was this game.
No,
because I was up so late watching this game.
I don't know. I could be – because there was another time where that happened where Purdue lost to – who'd they lose to?
Purdue lost to Duke, right? No.
They're at the bottom half, I think.
Okay. Wait, I swear to saw. Yeah. Purdue lost at Houston. That's what it was.
It was
Houston.
It was a very good play. I'm not a basketball analyst, but yeah. I think his name's Braden Smith, who's their Purdue's point guard. He's guarding the ball. So, I mean, he's on the baseline guarding the inbounder, and the dude rolls off the screen, and he's wide open under the basket. So Braden Smith runs over, covers him, but the man who was guarding him originally didn't go back to the inbounder. Yep. And so he just threw it to the big man, tossed it right back, and he practically dunked it for the win.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. That was a good game, too, that we could have put on our list to talk about.
Sums it up.
Too good about Houston right now, but it's just because they played terrible. I'm not going to lie to you. They played awful.
I have Tennessee. Go Vols.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
You have Tennessee in your finals? Or do you have in the Final Four?
Final Four. Yeah. Okay. Here's my thing that I have a bone to pick with a bracket challenge, all right, that me and Levi were discussing earlier. Mm-hmm. So we got a big group, obviously the second take bracket challenge.
Yep.
There's what, 27 people, I think, something like that, 23?
Who still owes us money? Gavin.
Tim Rolf. Do you get squared
up? Tim Rolf, Jason, and Kenna.
Okay. Besides the points, so there's 320 points available for every round. So I think the first games there were 10 points because there's 32 games. Second time for the round of 32, there's 16 games, mm-hmm. so there were 20, mm-hmm. and it just keeps getting bigger. National championships were 320. Mm-hmm. So I mean, our brackets are neck and neck. I mean, I'm probably 50 ahead of Levi. I'm 20 points ahead of the second place or something like that. I'm currently winning. I'm not gonna win this bracket challenge. I'll just say that now. I'm not gonna win it. But I just don't think that it's fair that a dude 110 points behind me
can just pop up by their
who has Iowa State in their Final Four can come up and win that because their national champion wins it.
Yeah, it's actually absurd.
Like, it's almost like the picks in the first two rounds do not matter.
Yeah, hold up. I'm trying to pull up the group. Because, yeah, Gavin's sitting at fourth place. He's 110 points lower than you. And he can easily, if Duke wins at all, he wins.
He wins. It's an automatic win.
Yeah. I think if Houston wins, I win at all. But
no, that's automatic. Florida wins.
You win.
It's automatic.
Yeah.
Michigan State wins. I win.
It's really tight, though, still, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't really understand the...
Like, these guys, like, my brother, he was way down here in the dumps for a while, and he shot up to third place, which is absurd. Mm-hmm. Let's look. Max 470.
RIP,
Cole.
Cole. RIP.
B-Rob.
B-Rob with St. John's.
I don't know. A lot of these brackets are pretty good, honestly.
Let's just look at a Florida bracket here.
This one?
Yep. We're looking at Kate's bracket here.
Okay. Had BYU over Alabama. Had BYU versus Arizona.
Wow.
And the actual game was Duke versus Alabama. Yeah, you had Arizona beating Duke, which could have happened, but it just...
Go back. So she's at how many points? Go up. Sorry, we're looking
680.
At 680. So Florida wins this national championship. She's going to like third place. Maybe. And this is a bracket in the 40th percentile, 15 millionth ranked.
Not good.
Not good at all. But if Florida wins at all.
Let's see what her chances are of being in the top. Let's look at the forecast here. How do I get to on here?
Forecast.
If Florida wins at all, okay, there's a lot of people who pick Florida to win above her, so she probably won't beat.
Well, I just want to see like top best path to win.
She has a zero chance of being the top five.
Oh.
If Florida wins. Okay, her bracket's cooked. But
let's find some other people.
This will be your top three if Florida wins it all. You probably Toph and.
Let's look at this 850. So this person is 110 points behind me.
Yep.
And an 80% chance top five finish.
They could win somehow.
Tennessee to reach the national championship.
Who even is this? Wait, who is this?
Wait. ESPN fan 0305.
Remember that number. 0305.
Yeah.
we're going on a rant right now, but that's okay.
Macy
0305.
Macy up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is cooked. I mean, it's okay. It's how it's always been.
Yeah, I just don't. That's just my bone to pick with that.
I'm
not a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that it should be worth more, but like in a tight group like this, I really don't think that it should be the deciding factor.
Yeah, because we have some good people, like some good brackets in this.
If they're national, so like let's just say you predict the national championship correctly, and it's like Duke, Florida, and Duke wins. Okay, and you're gonna drop heavily if you have Florida.
Yes.
Even though your bracket could be near perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, once the Elite Eight's done, like there'll be a huge ranges of people where they're at. And once the Final Four's done, there'll be huge ranges. But still, it's crazy how much someone can jump up just by one team winning.
Sorry, it was the banquet thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're wanting me to volunteer, I really don't think, because Second Take's going to be at the Trinity Living a Miracle Banquet.
Yeah. Did we talk about that
on the
pod? Had that happened yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been chosen to, I wouldn't say represent Trinity, but we're performing a podcast set in front of the donors for Trinity Academy.
Yeah, so we gotta look our
part. We might have to record it.
Ooh, we might have to. I mean, it won't be like anything like a normal podcast.
No.
Except for the very beginning. But, yeah, I don't know.
Highest moment in Second Take career.
Other than what?
Next year, bro.
We're going to get some guys on there, on here next
year. We're going to get Austin Romaine. I'm just going to call it.
We're going to get Avery Johnson.
Yep, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Jace Brown.
We're going to get them all.
Brendan Hawson.
On one pod.
Coach Tang, Coach Kleiman, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think we could get Coach Tang.
We could.
We got Nate. Get us in there.
Yep, we got Nate.
Has a little connection. We'll just like email him and say we know Nate. No, that's
we won't.
It'll be a big year next year.
Up at K-State.
Mm-hmm. We'll figure out a good spot to record at.
The park.
I'm just saying, like, we need a spot to go.
The rack.
We don't want to be outside every time.
The rack.
Especially when it gets cold. Yeah, no, that's crazy work.
The union, student union.
Student union.
Kramer.
On the football field.
The derb.
I'm just trying to think of inside areas. I'm not paying for enough study room just to film a podcast.
Could be. Might have to happen.
Have to. We'll figure it out. It'll be okay.
I feel like my room would be fine, but you never know.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
We got a few months to figure that out.
Yeah. Well, more than that, but yeah.
Five.
I don't know.
April, May, June, July, August. Yeah.
Five. Okay. Months. Yeah.
All right. Elite Eight matchup. I mean, half of them have happened.
Oh, I thought we already did all that.
No, the Florida Texas Tech. I briefly touched on it, but Texas Tech blew a 9-point lead at one point with like 4 or 5 minutes left.
Yeah, that game was close.
And go Gators.
I have Texas Tech in my Final Four.
I did see that, and I had accepted defeat, and I texted Levi that Texas Tech could win it all.
Then Florida came back.
And Florida came back and won.
I mean, Florida, in college basketball, like, you can tell when a team's going to win before it happens. Like, a team can be down, like, 7 points, and you're like, they're going to win. Just because the momentum Like, the way momentum changes in college basketball is, like, absurd.
When I saw Walter Clayton Jr. hit that little turnaround three, you see that one?
Probably.
He dribbled out. He drove in, dribbled out, and then just turn around and just let it fly. That might be it, because that was absurd.
Oh, that was a stupid ad. We can keep talking while this loads. Yeah. I mean, it was a good game. I thought Texas Tech could have. They were close. They should have won. They should not. It was like the Arkansas game.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the lead. Let's see if this goes in.
This is absurd. Just launches it.
Yeah, I mean, is that the one?
It's his late threes, so it's probably multiple. That's not the one I'm thinking of. He literally turns around and just shoots.
Yeah, I mean,
this is it.
Is it that one?
That's absurd.
That is absurd. How are we? Nobody was trying to play defense on Texas Tech to finish that game off, clearly. But, I mean, it was a tight game the whole time, honestly.
Really good game.
Yeah.
People have been complaining about this March Madness. Like, obviously, we don't have your Wichita State.
Your storyline teams, but.
Cinderella, your NC State, your Butler. Yeah. And whatever year that was, the highest seed. Would you say that the highest or the lowest? Would you say?
I think they're technically the lowest, even though their number's higher. Because you would say the Gators are the. Like you would say Houston's the highest ranked team, technically.
Yeah.
Like going into the playoffs, but yeah. I mean, it was tight the whole way. Texas Tech pulled away for a little bit, but it was just, I mean, Florida figured out a way to pull it off.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you play teams like that. But
here's our final Tech predictions. I mean, we're probably not going to get another podcast in realistically before the tournament finishes.
Hopefully we can. We'll see.
But, I mean, if not, here's our final predictions. Duke, Florida National Championship. Duke wins handily.
Is that your prediction? I mean, it's probably going to end up being that way. But what I want to happen is Houston-Auburn and Houston to win it so I can get that $100. But
well, then I just feel like that trophy is just like not going to hit.
No, okay. It won't hit the same. I do want some. It would be nice if someone else wins it all. But if I win it all, I won't be mad. Or if you win it all, you won't be mad.
No, I'll probably go get a nice dinner.
Yeah, we'll go get a second take.
Nice. Oh, we actually might. Like, if one of us wins, we should probably get some new stuff for the.
Yes. We need to iron this flag.
Iron it.
More wrinkly.
Yeah, and so, by the way, so this is Nate Aubrey's signature. That's Dan Beckler's signature. These are for, like, our actual guests, so yep. Mr. Ma has to be on there.
Yep.
And so back here, it's blank side. It's double-sided flag.
So, like, when we do that little final thing.
With every student that's been on, including the volleyball game ones.
Yes.
You will sign that.
Yes. It doesn't matter if you're on here for 2 seconds because you said something stupid.
Mill, you're not signing it.
Yeah, no. Okay. Are we good?
I don't think there's anything else to say.
Yeah, I think it's a W pod.
Yep, that's March Madness, fake patties, and Nerf Wars for you.
All right.
Well, see you guys.
See you. Thank you.